Hi, Base Yaakov Denver alumni around the world. It's an honor for me to have this opportunity to share with you some thoughts to help prepare for the upcoming holiday of Shavuos. We know that every Yontif is not a memorial day, not a remembrance of an event long ago, but rather a celebration of an experience and energy that is offered to us at that exact time, strategically as it is needed by us each year, exactly when it comes. For example, Pesach may be an offering of an energy of redemption. Hanukkah may be an energy of light in the darkness. If Shavuos is the Yom Tov, the holiday of receiving the Torah, what exactly is the offering to us? What is the energy we're supposed to receive, we're able to receive? We know we're not downloading a new version for 2024. We're not updating our software by changing any Torah texts or changing any commandments. What exactly are we gaining with the light of Shavuos when it comes to us? The Piasesna Rebbe gave a talk for Shavuos where he said that what is being renewed each year at this time when the light of Shavuos comes is us. We, the people who are receiving the Torah anew on Shavuos, are being offered a light of renewal for ourselves to see who we are as vessels for receiving this Torah and to grow in that regard. We know there's a famous Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that says that the angels protested us humans receiving the Torah. And you may know that Hashem allowed Moshe to speak up and to prove that we humans are the only ones actually suited for the Torah. Our humanness, our humanity, may seem to offer nothing when we think of the divinity and the sanctity of the Torah. But Hashem deemed otherwise. It's we humans who are His chosen vessels for His divine wisdom. By design, the Torah is not suited for angels, and not for robots either, but for living, breathing humans with a beating heart. The Torah is for flawed, imperfect humans, humans who are okay with being fallible, with admitting we have weaknesses. We do the wrong thing sometimes. We might have parts that we're not so proud of. When we are able to be seen, witnessed by ourselves, and if we're lucky, by others, and like appreciated as valuable humans, no matter our performance, what can happen is our hearts can open and growth can occur, making us greater vessels for deep Torah and connection with Hashem. The time period leading up to Shavuos, Sfiras HaOmer, has an element of focus on Rabbi Akiva, who, as we know, suffered the tragic loss of his 12,000 pairs of students during these weeks. Rabbi Akiva famously knew no Torah and had few merits by the time he was 40 years of age. His remarkable wife Rachel noticed him. She saw him and appreciated him before he appreciated himself, before he had achievements to appreciate. She valued his soul, who he was, not what he did or what he knew. And this Rabbi Akiva grew from here to become one of the very main players in the transmission of Torah to us as we have it now. The other tzaddik we focus on in Sfiras HaOmer is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi. He was Rabbi Akiva's student from the second generation, whom Rabbi Akiva invested in to restart the transmission of Torah after all the losses of the 12,000 pairs of students who died. There is nothing that we can say that would properly illustrate or illuminate the grandeur of these two holy souls, so I won't even try. I'll share a few sparks to give us a sense of something big that we can learn from. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is particularly celebrated on Lag BaOmer. Some say he died on that day. Lag is the 33rd day of the Omer. We know that the letters Lag can be reversed and reread as Gal, which means to reveal. What was revealed by Rashbi that we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer? What was revealed was the inner layer of Torah wisdom. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai pulled away the veil and revealed what's beneath the practical Torah. There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, which says that at one point, Rabbi Akiva told Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if your creator Hashem and I, your teacher, know your abilities, your value, that is enough, even if no one else knows to appreciate you. By the way, Rabbi Akiva had the experience to know what someone believing in us can do for us, as his wife had done the same for him. This Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai eventually became a magnet for all kinds of Jews till today. As we know, Miron is an attraction for all kinds of Jews because he revealed to us something big. What did he reveal? He revealed to the Jewish nation what a Jew is, who we are. That is his gift. He showed the Jewish people the glory of a Jewish soul, the radiance and the light of Nishmas Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara also reports that after spending 12 sacred years plumbing the depths of Torah while hiding from the Romans in a cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out when it was safe. He was in such a rarefied state of awareness that he promptly set fire to a farmer just by looking at him. He had seen truths about Hashem and the Torah that were so powerful that he couldn't tolerate human materialistic pursuits. To this, Hashem said, I don't need you to judge my people. Go back into the cave. Rabbi Shimon went back, and the next year was spent revealing the most important lesson of all: how to love and appreciate mortal human beings, and how radiant a Jew is, no matter who, no matter what he is doing. When he emerged from the cave, he had this new teaching for us. We're getting an idea here from the two key tzaddikim of Sfiras HaOmer, leading up to Shavuos, that there's power in, first of all, someone seeing us and believing in us, if we're fortunate to have such a person, and that this appreciation of being valuable for who we are is what's needed for Torah to be able to take hold in us and be transmitted meaningfully and effectively. So it's who we are that needs to be appreciated before we can even enter into the role of Mekablei HaTorah, who will receive Torah and mitzvos. It's kind of like David HaMelech said in Tehillim, two simple words, we say them in Hallel, Ani Avdecha. We mentioned this last year in our Shavuos podcast episode as well. Ani Avdecha, I am your servant, I am your slave. For there to be Avdecha, a servant of Hashem, there needs to be an Ani, it's basic. We each need to have ourselves, to become acquainted with ourselves, maybe to befriend ourselves, to sense the value of our very existence. For there to be an Ani Avdecha, there needs to be a solid Ani. We're getting an idea of what's needed if we want to become a vessel, a container for Torah. Let's keep going. Let's drill a little deeper. In Parshas Kisisa, there's an Ibn Ezra that explains something deep and important. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, sort of kivyachol with Hashem, what was he doing? He explains what he wasn't doing. He says he was not learning the practical parts of Torah, but rather he was having the experience of loving Hashem and clinging to him. He was learning what it is that Hashem wants of us. And what is that? Ibn Ezra quotes a known Gemara, Rachmana Liba Bai, Hashem wants our hearts. He goes on to add that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning also that the way to understand Hashem is by each of us understanding our own souls. This is what the Ibn Ezra says in Parshas Ki Sisa. This is a big teaching. Moshe Rabbeinu was not learning the practical parts of the Torah at this time, but rather experiencing Hashem's presence and learning that He wants our beings, and He wants our hearts. What, indeed, are our hearts? What is our heart? Our hearts make us different from artificial intelligence. They make us different from robots, and they even make us different from angels. What are our hearts? Our hearts are our center of kindness and compassion, of love and forgiveness. They can be a flowing, expansive place of infinity right inside of us. Sometimes there are prisons around our hearts that get built when we fear our own flaws, when we believe it's perfection or nothing, when we're afraid of our experiences, of our weaknesses, when we're afraid of ourselves, we might build a fortress, or our heart may become hard. We may have a prison around our heart. Can we open these prisons? Can we set our hearts free? Can we crack our hearts open? Maybe this is the meaning of Lev Nishbar, when we say that there is nothing as wholesome as a broken heart, as a famous teaching in Hasidus. When we say broken, maybe we don't mean brokenhearted as in shattered, but as in cracked open. Can we crack our hearts open? Let them defrost a little, or maybe even melt a lot and dissolve into something soft. An open heart is a vulnerable heart, but an open heart is also a powerful heart. The power of a vulnerable and open heart is that it can heal, and it can help, and it can change worlds. Nothing else really can do the same. As it says in Mishlei, Al kol pshaim techase ahava, love from an open heart can cover and heal all kinds of difficulties. Rachmana libabai, what Hashem wants of us, what He taught Moshe before giving Moshe the Luchos, was that He wants us humans, people who invest in understanding their own souls, who are open to allowing their own hearts, people who understand that keeping mitzvos does not need to mean negating our reality, slicing off our true experience. Hashem wants our hearts, our real selves. And there's a little more here. The uniqueness of the individual is so significant that it's actually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that teaches. Hashem waited to give the Torah till we were a whole nation, till we were the number 600,000, which means a whole nation. Not to any of our avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not presented with the Torah as our nation was presented with the Torah, because the tzaddikim teach the Torah is actually different for each person. It's kind of like you could say there are 600,000 Torahs. Of course, we know there's one, but you could say there's 600,000, honoring the unique humanness, humanity, and divinity of each of us. So it's like Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the 600,000. Aaron HaKohen is one of the 600,000. And every Jew, great or seemingly simple, counts as one in the 600,000, because we each have a different heart. We each have a different soul, and we are each asked to bring our heart and soul to the experience of being a vessel. Our Torah's Chaim is a living Torah for living people, unique, soulful, heartful people. And we are invited this Shavuos to expand our container and open up to take on the Torah in the greatest way we ever did. The Torah is not for angels. The Torah is not for robots. The Torah is for people. People who are trying and failing. People who are valued for who we are, not what we do. People who are a work in progress. People who might be courageous enough to offer their very heart to Hashem and to others with vulnerability, which is so powerful. Wishing you a chag of v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, a yantif of receiving with open arms and open hearts our individual portion of this magnificent gift. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful Shavuos. Sending you so much love with all my heart, Mrs. Steinharder.